It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service has put a winter weather advisory in effect through 9 a.m. on Friday for the following areas: the northern portions of the Mid-Hudson Valley, also the Taconics and the Berkshires in extreme north Connecticut. That runs from 1 a.m. till 9 a.m. on Friday. Slippery road conditions are expected, possibly an inch of snow, but there will be potential ice accumulations as well. And due to this forecast, which is going to include everything but the kitchen sink, might I add, the following announcement comes from the Salisbury Winter Sports Association that due to the forecast for rainy weather and freezing rain forecast, they are moving the ski jump camp to Monday and Tuesday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's the ski jump camp that Salisbury Winter Sports Association was going to have on the 28th and 29th has been moved to New Year's Eve, the 31st, and New Year's Day, the 1st. They hope everybody can still make it. If you can't, you could still join up to the program and ski jump for the season. They welcome beginner ski jumpers at any practice. Salisbury Association sponsoring an exhibit about the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. They're hosting a reception for SWASA directors and the public from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Academy Building on Main Street in Salisbury. The event also is an opportunity to learn more about Salisbury Winter Sports Association's annual jump camp for young ski jumpers that will be offered this year. The Copake Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will present a showing of the movie Harry and Snowman Saturday, December 29th. The 7 p.m. show is sponsored by Sky Farm 4-H Equestrian Club. A nearly New Year's Contra Dance will take place at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield on Saturday the 29th. A beginner's lesson takes place at 7:30, followed by music by Stomp Rocket, John Green, and Contra Caller Circus will be calling the event. Admission $10 for adults, $8 for students, $25 for a family pack of tickets. More information at 1-860-671-0494. Audubon Insurance Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count has been rescheduled, of course. That'll come up this Sunday. Groups venture out for the sole purpose of counting birds. The event is free. It's known as the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. It'll happen on Sunday from 12:01 till midnight. Audubon Insurance Count Area is a 15-mile circle with the center at Hotchkiss School, taking in some of the great birding areas in Sharon, Salisbury, Falls Village, Amenia, and Northeast. The annual hockey alumni game will be held on Sunday at the Hotchkiss School Rink in Lakeville. The tournament, which pits the Housatonic Valley Regional High School hockey team against Hoosie alumni and others, will feature a round-robin format, three games. The entry fee for alumni players is $20 per person. General admission fee is $5 per person. Additional donations are accepted. The schedule of events runs from 3:30 until 5:30. A holiday winter light show will happen at Namkeg Cottage at Racebrook Lodge on Route 41 in Sheffield, as the estate's 8 acres over terrace gardens will be displayed by Christmas Spirit with over 120,000 illuminated Christmas lights that will enlighten all ages. You can catch the color display through December 30th. More information, rblodge.com. Norfolk Curling Club Bildspiel Bondspiel is coming up January 31st through February 3rd. The Bondspiel will be held at the club, 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. Now, it's an open Bondspiel with many different teams, and admission to see is absolutely free. On the 31st, Berkshire Box Society presenting a live New Year's Eve concert at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center on Castle Street in Great Barrington. Curtain time is set for 6 p.m. Wasaic Fire Company has a New Year's Eve party Monday, December 31st at the Wasaic Firehouse. Doors open at 8, appetizers all night, BYOB. There'll be a DJ, raffle and door prizes, $20 per person. Advance sales at the door, though, $30 per person. More information at 845-373-9555. 57 or 845-373-9588. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting the works of artist Martha Beyer. That'll run through the month of January. More information at 413-229-7004. It opens up on the 31st. Now, coming up on January 2nd, Mass Audubon Society offering free admission to Berkshire County residents as they're invited to visit the Wildlife Sanctuary on Wednesday, January 2nd. More information at 413-637-0320. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is offering a four-week hospital Hospice Volunteer Training Course beginning January 3rd. Volunteers are trained to support patients and their families during and after the final months of life. Training will take place January 3rd and 24th from 9 to 11 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association on Salmon Kill Road. To register, contact Liz at 860-435-0816 or email etanner-horn@salisburyvna.org. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a public hearing coming up on Thursday, January 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall. Under consideration, the application for a special use permit for pole-mounted solar panels on a parcel of land owned by Yanif LLC, Ryanbrook Dairy Farm on Prospect Hill Road in Ancrumdale, New York. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake Inn, interlakeninn.com, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went to its single biggest day gain ever, gaining over 1,000 points and winding up at 22,878.45. The Nasdaq wound up today at 6,554.35, and the S&P 500 at 2,467.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.